Come on down. I want to tell you two stories. Remind me to tell you the second one. It's about something that was big, like that piano. I remember a story a man told me, twice blessed. You see, this man had a little daughter, and then he had a son. And when a father has a son, he's usually very jubilant and very thankful. Well, this father went up the hill with his horn honking all the way to his mother-in-law's house. And she says, he was so proud that he had a baby son. And she says, oh, Gick, she didn't like little boys. She just liked girls. But then this little boy, about 2 years later, he got sick with pneumonia. And the doctor finally gave up on him. He says he will not live the rest of the night. He'll die within an hour or two. And so these parents were so sad. They had had a son that was born, and now all of a sudden, he's going to die. And there was a nurse in the hospital. She says, doctor, can I try something on this little boy that hasn't been done? I think I can do it. And then doctor says, you can do whatever you want. He won't live for an hour or two more. So this nurse, she was in a black robe. You see, it was at a Catholic hospital. And this woman stayed up all night with the wife and this man, taking care of this baby all night. And the doctor come in the morning, and he couldn't believe it. This baby was still alive. And for many years, my dad would always say, you were special. You was born two times. I should have died the second time. And I realized always that Jesus had a place for me. And I was going to tell you a second story. This object was twice as big as this piano. And the men were in loading the rock out. And they had loaded the trailer load of rock. And then they got on the tractor and they drove out. And they went on up the hill to a school and dumped this load of rock off. And then they went down to get a second load. And the lady was there. And when they drove in with the tractor, she says, oh, my heart is so bad. And then when we got there, we seen right where the tractor was with five men was a huge rock that was two times this big. This was in January of 69. And wow, you thank Jesus. We had just left and this rock fell. Well, then I come home, I built a school, and then went back to Indonesia again in 72. And I went back down to where the lady was, and I said, so ever rock fall? Never, ever. Only one time. Only one time rock fall. So we backed the trailer in, and what do you think happened? We loaded up a load of rock, and I was impressed to drive the tractor out. So I drove it out about 20 feet, and you know what happened? Kaploom! Another huge rock fell right where we was at. It would have killed us all, and that was two times. So I want you to remember to always keep doing and telling the good things that Jesus has done for you. He's done many good things, but too many times we're afraid to say anything, and we...
Hey, look, you can't keep me quiet.
And that's why I feel.
I hate it when you hold my mouth shut.
So never be afraid and hold your mouth shut. Always talk about Jesus and what he's done for you. He has a place for you.